Right now to Matt Mayer. He's a visiting fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. And I guess, Matt, really the overarching question is, can counterterrorism and the Constitution live simultaneously in 2015 and next year in 2016?
I think it can. But what has to happen is we've got to start leveraging technology as a shield, not just as a sword used by kind of the three-letter agencies that are trying to keep us safe.
Tell me how. How does that work? How does that happen?
Well, look, you know, the reality is every time there's a kind of government program that does intelligence work, it has to focus on IP addresses, on telephone numbers, and the kinds of things that they use to then search or surveil or monitor. And because of that, there are reasons and there are people like my mom, like you, that have no nexus to terrorism in any way whatsoever, who have, I mean, even 6 degrees of separation from terrorism. Those people should never be able to be subjected to monitoring. And so the technology is out there that would allow our intelligence agencies to essentially remove those people from programs so that we don't have this kind of fear that government's watching, the suspicion that things are going on that we don't know about, the leakage of information because government can never secure information well. So it allows us to have a little bit more faith in government. And more importantly, It takes a bit of sand off the sand pile so that our intelligence agencies can find the pearls that they need to find in order to stop a terrorist attack.
Yeah, one piece of what you said there, you know, our government's not very good at protecting information. Tell me why that is. Is it that they're not good at encrypting, or is it there's so many people trying to get it, you just can't fend them all off?
Well, you know, it's one, they funnel information and then become a repository of huge amounts of information, and bad guys know that, right? So they become then an easy target to start trying to see if people can find data. And then inherently, you know, government because it's government, it doesn't tend to do things as well as private sector companies. And so they can get hacked more easily. And so it happens, and then the information's out there.
So when you talk about, you know, people like your mom or me or whoever, you know, even 6 degrees, we still can't get us to any terrorism. Is there definite, you know, that they spy on us? Our government spies on people that really have no connection at all to terrorism?
Well, it's not. We don't know what we don't know. You know, the metadata program that we found out because of Edward Snowden's, taking the information and giving it to the Russians and then it getting out there. What we know is that they were collecting metadata. And okay, so the metadata thing, there's a lot of hot rhetoric around that, but fundamentally, you know, even if it's just metadata about, you know, who's being called, when it was called, numbers, things like that, it's just people who aren't involved in terrorism in any way whatsoever shouldn't be subject to that kind of monitoring. We should have some security because our Constitution says we should. We shouldn't be subject to these types of things when we don't have any nexus or reason to be involved in it. And so there should be precursors that allow technology to say, you know what, we're not going to be collecting data from that person there or that person there because that person never does anything that raises the kind of the metric of, oh, hey, that person traveled to and from a country that's on the high-risk list. They visit jihadi websites. They're on Twitter and they're friends with a known terrorist that's part of ISIS. So there are lots of things that would allow us to kind of remove large numbers of Americans from these types of programs. And whether the ones we know about and the ones we don't know about that are out there working and trying, you know, doing the job to try to keep us safe.
Do you get a sense that, you know, any of those three-letter agencies that you referenced earlier, do any of the agencies do it better or are closer to what you'd like to see? And could we use them as a template across our nation's government?
Well, you know, this is where I think that's why the issue is not probably not because we've entered this brave new world where big data has become kind of this all-encompassing, you know, holy grail. Whether it's politics or it's, you know, keeping us safe or it's, you know, private sector companies trying to collect it. And big data means they just try to grab everything. And so as we enter into that kind of brave new world of big data, I think it makes it very, very important for our government to then put up the kind of guardrails that say, you know, but there's certain things we're not going to do. Yeah. And we're going to put this into the culture of our three-letter agency so that going forward, the risk of this type of monitoring of Americans in everyday activity doesn't occur.